One Love Radio. Inspiring. Life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. Minister of Local Government, Health Leonard, signs MOU. Zaka urges swift government action to avert cholera risk following Lusaka floods. In international news, Senegal MP offers touch anti-LGBT law. And in sports news, Mahuhula says Iswatini shocked Zambia with brave COSAFA performance. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development and Health Leaders have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, in Lusaka to finalize collaboration in integrating school health services into existing education and local governance system. The partnership will also support the inclusion of school health infrastructure funded through Constituent Development Fund, CDF, planning and resource allocation. Permanent Secretary for Technical Service, Mr. Nicholas Piri, signed on behalf of the Ministry, while Health Learners Deputy Chief Executive Director, Ms. Angel Chiwe, represented the organization. Mr. Piri says school health programs are critical in promoting learners' physical and social well-being, improving attendance and academic performance. The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has expressed deep concern over the devastating impact of the recent heavy rains that affected several parts of Lusaka, warning that the destruction of infrastructure, flooding of residential areas, and weakened ZESCO poses serious risk to public safety and health. Sakala urged government, through the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, to intensify on-the-ground intervention to prevent a public health crisis. He says a country that has previously experienced painful cholera outbreak cannot afford not to be reactive and proactive. He called for the immediate distribution of chlorine and other water treatment chemicals, deployment of water points to supply safe drinking water, rapid drainage cleanliness, and waste removal.
We also call on restaurants and food outlets in the Lusaka Central Business District to strictly observe hygiene and food safety standards during this period. Consumers must not be exposed to unsafe food or contaminated water. To the members of the public, as Zaka, we say remain alert, treat your drinking water, avoid stagnant flood waters, and report any signs of disease outbreak or dangerous infrastructure. Consumers' protection is about safety and survival. Zaka stands ready to work with authorities to ensure that lives are protected and that preventive measures are taken before the situation worsens.
The Zambia Police Service in Western Province has recorded a case of aggravated robbery that occurred in the early hours of February 24, 2026 in Kafue National Park. According to police, the incident was reported by Mr. Muyambalo Chizile on behalf of the victim, Mr. Bresmore Tubale, a Zimbabwean truck driver based in Namibia. The victim was allegedly attacked by two male passengers. He had offered a lift from Katimamuliro to Lusaka while driving a Volvo truck route to Kasumbalesa. The suspects reportedly assaulted him near the Kafue Hook Bridge, robbed him of $4,500 and a mobile phone before dumping him unconscious by the roadside and boating with the truck.
These officers conducted a follow-up within Kafue National Park and recovered the Volvo truck about 300 meters from Tetayoyo Zawa checkpoint. The vehicle had been abandoned and was found with bloodstains inside. A mobile phone, an item make, and other documents were also recovered. The truck has since been secured. Further investigations led to a breakthrough later in the day. At approximately 14 hours yesterday, police officers apprehended a suspect identified as Jones Ngeshaya, age 45 of Windhoek, Namibia. The suspect was arrested at TBZ Trading Center following a tip-off that a male person speaking a foreign accent was seeking transport to Sesheke. Upon apprehension, the suspect failed to produce travel documents, claiming he had lost his bag. A search conducted on him led to the recovery of a Namibian national registration card, a Namibian driver's license bearing his names, two mobile phones, including a Samsung Galaxy S16, assorted foreign currency and other personal effects.
The Zambia Compulsory Standard Agency, ZCSA, has urged members of the public to be vigilant and check products on promotion, especially during Black Friday. ZCSA Executive Director Gerard Chizanga has noted that most stores and supermarkets put products nearly their expiring date on promotion to avoid losses. Mr. Chizanga has noted that this poses a health threat on consumers and has since urged consumers to ensure they outsource goods and services from honest sources. Meanwhile, Mr. Chizanga has pledged to intervene in the case of contamination of water in Kanakantapa by engaging the relevant stakeholders.
Black Friday is always associated with businesses reducing prices. Sometimes businesses may do that to promote their prices, to promote their businesses, or sometimes to increase sales. But again, I agree with him that there may be a risk that during that process, because of the high demand for products and because of the euphoria surrounding Black Friday, unscrupulous businesses can take advantage of consumers. Mm-hmm. That is why we always call upon consumers to be vigilant and ensure that they also participate in safeguarding their health and safety by, for example, reading and interpreting labels.
Still in local news, the United Party for National Development, UPND, aspiring member of parliament for the newly proposed Nambala constituents, Stella Chilonda, has urged women who intend to participate in elections to start preparations early for them to be adopted and known by the people. Speaking in an interview with One Love Radio News Desk, Ms. Chilonda has been preparing herself from 2021 and has been working in the community. She has noted that lack of adequate preparation causes the procedure to be very expensive, especially if one is aspiring to be Member of Parliament. Ms. Chilonda has also noted that most women, especially in rural areas, face discrimination when participating in elections and lack of finances, and has since urged women to be strong and press towards their goals.
The party needs to see that you are being useful. There's a lot of money being spent. Now you are concluding, and you have now to put up your name and be adopted for take part in an election. So a lot of women come in, I would say, at the end.
Okay.
I don't know, this one thing I've seen, and they find that it becomes very expensive for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because then people start asking for money from you, and they start questioning who you are and so on. It depends also in the area where you are competing. If it's a rural setup, it becomes even more challenging for communities to accept you, because they feel a woman is not supposed to lead them. Others would even tell you in your face, why do you want to lead us? You know, there are men here.
With that news item, we're now going to a short break. We'll be back more in international and sports news. Stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government effort in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance. Qualifications, National Registration Card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or
+260 977 833 434.